the Melchome against Midian. It started really in Parshas Balak. The end of Parshas Balak, we got the story where the Yidden made Nus, they took ladies from Midian. Then we have the story of Pinchas. And this week's Parsha is when Hashem told the Yidden to go and kill Midian. Very interesting, the Melchome, this week's Parsha against Midian, is different than the regular Melchome. Number one, Rashi said that Elishay would send 1,000 people tzaddikim, anoshim tzaddikim. Usually when you go for Melchome, then you see who is a good soldier who knows how to fight. This week's Parsha, the Melchome was dafke by tzaddikim. And those are the apostles, Elif Lemata, we know them. Remember this? It means every Shevet had 1,000 people who went for the Melchome, and another 1,000 people who were davening to help Klal Yisrael. So in Steve Shalom just brings out that we see the Melchome over here against Midian was more also ruchnistic in Melchome. It wasn't just like by Sichol and Oy, where the Yidden were trying to kill them in order to live in there. Here was a ruchnistic in Melchome. Midian was sending the ladies to the Yidden to be marshal them. So since they came and they caused the Yidden to do Avega, so it was a ruchnistik in Melchome, so the Yidden had to come and fight against them. They sent tzaddikim to fight. We know they took the oren and the tzitz. It also was very unusual to take a tzitz and the oren to the Melchome. So it was a ruchnistik in Melchome. So he said, like, that was just the end of the midbar. Just before they came to Eretz Yisrael, that was the last stage, was this Melchome's midyar. So he says, we are nowadays are just before Mashiach, and we in the same matzah. Like then, before they came to Eretz Yisrael, it was a ruchnistik Melchome, that they were trying to bring down Tumah of the Aveir of Znus. So in our days, before Mashiach, is also going to be a Yetzirah, going to be the same Yisrael, that there's Tumah in the world, but we have to fight the ruchnistik Melchome against the Tumah in the world. Shim Shepink is bringing down the Moedig in the Kula. He says, we look back in the history of Klal Yisrael, all the generations, always there were gzeiras that the goyim didn't let the Yidden keep the mitzvahs. Always, not to keep Shabbos, not to do various gzeiras that the goyim stopped the Yidden from doing mitzvahs. Now, in the past, recently, I'm saying the last 100 years probably, Baruch Hashem, we don't have those gzeiras anymore. So he says, every mitzvah is another brick, another stone of the Beis HaMikdash. We do a mitzvah, it's another brick, it's building the Beis HaMikdash in Shemayim. So he said, and the goyim don't want us to build the Beis HaMikdash, the Yetzirah. So he stops, he made the gzeir that the Yidden are not allowed to keep the mitzvahs in order to stop the Yidden from building the Beis HaMikdash. He said, over the years the Yidden kept the mitzvahs, the Beis HaMikdash is already built in Shemayim. Now, the goyim don't stop them from doing mitzvahs because the Beis HaMikdash is already in Shemayim built. But the last stage we need to do is to bring down the Beis HaMikdash. We have to prepare the world that it should be a Tardig event. The Mokim, the place where the Beis HaMikdash is already built and the Beis HaMikdash is going to come down, has to be Tardig. So therefore in our generation, we don't have any more the gzeiras of not keeping the mitzvahs because the Beis HaMikdash is already fully built. The gzeira now is the Tumah Metayah. That is the generation's gzeira, that they going to bring Tumah, we have to be Metayah, we have to bring down Tayah to the world. And like that, we're going to prepare the Mokim in this world, should be able to, that the Beis HaMikdash should be able to come down. And that's the same idea as it was then by Midian. The last fight before the Yidden came to Eretz Yisrael was the Znus, the Tumah Metayah, where the Yidden had to fight about. And there's a Moedig, Pirkei Rabbi Elezer, that at the time when Pinchas came and he killed Zimri, and he saw what happened, he made the gzeira. No one knows about it, but Pirkei Rabbi Elezer made the gzeira, he's not allowed to drink wine from a goy. A goyish wine, because there's nus often by drinking wine together with goy, it leads to znus. So he made the gzeira, he's not allowed to drink wine from a goy. Now they show him in Abu Dazor, bring that Pirkei Rabbi Elezer, and they ask that it doesn't really fit with the Gemara. Because in the Gemara we see that the gzeir not to drink wine from a goy was the gzeir made by Beis Sham and Beis Hillel. And in Pirkei Rabbi Elezer we see that it's an old gzeir already from Pinchas. So the Ramban says there's two gzeirs. Pinchas was there was not allowed to drink. He's still allowed to have hanoah. His only issur shtir. Not allowed to drink wine from a goy. Beis Shama and Beis Hillel came along and they say that not only you're not allowed to drink, you're not allowed to have any benefit. It's also by hanoah. So there's two gzeiros. And the Beis Shama and Beis Hillel's day was an addition to what the Pinchas did. And he said it's only also by shtir. They came along and made it that it should be also by hanoah. So we would like to speak a bit about the halachas of goyish wine. So before we start to speak about it, it's called stam yein, and wine from a goy is a moedig chokhmas odom. And before, when he brings all the halachas, he starts off and he says that the people think, you know, wine from a goy is an issur d'rabbanan, like any other issurim, when you have a bus d'sofeg or other people may make it, he says. Because the people don't have that this issur of drinking wine from a goy is much more chomo than other issurim d'rabbanan. And he goes on that the Moshe says, also, Loboy, you know, there's going to be the Leviosan and his Yain Amashum, a special wine. He says, anyone who has to show them drinks, Goyish wine won't be able to drink from the Yain Amashum. And he says, there's a, he has a Kabbalah that if a person drinks, has to show them Goyish wine, he's eventually going to be Nichshal with Znus with Goyim, since that was the purpose, like he's saying, of Pinchas was to stop Znus. If you don't keep it, Chas V'Shalom, people are going to leave, it's going to happen. But I'm Shom, but he's very, very strong about it, how people have to be careful to keep away from that in Goyish wine. Now, in the Gemara we see, as we say, the wine from a goy is also banor. Not only you know how to drink it, it's even also banor. Now, in the Gemara, seems to be two reasons why yain is also. One reason is, like we say, where we see from Pinchas, from Midian, in order to keep away, we shouldn't have it, shouldn't be connected to the goy, we shouldn't have to come to get married to goy. There's another reason in the Gemara where we know it's called Yain Nesach. Since goy believe in Avodah Zarah, it's very normal for them to take a bottle of wine and pour for the Avodah Zarah. They used to do is they used to have a cup of wine or a bottle of wine, used to put it inside a hand and mix the wine, shame Avodah Zarah. And then, if they do that, if they mix the wine with the hand, the shame of the zohar, that's it. And it's also a sakhoi with the zohar. Anything you bring to the zohar, it's like the korban they bring to the zohar, the sakhoi with the zohar is also v'anor. So here, the yain is something kosher, something where they feel very special. So any opportunity they have to bring wine for the zohar, they like to do it.
Even if it's kosher wine?
We'll see soon, even if they come to your house and they see wine, very likely they'll quickly put it in their hand, mix it, have in mind this is for the Avodah Zarah. If it doesn't, then it's going to be Yain Nesach, the Kohen's Avodah Zarah, also Menatei. So I want to say that, yeah, even though nothing really happened, we don't know if it happened or not, we chosh that maybe it's Yain Nesach, and therefore we shouldn't buy wine from a goy. So we've got two reasons why you shouldn't get the goyish wine. The Tosfos explains that, again, like we said before, there's two stages. There is so shtir, not to drink, and that's because we don't want you to drink wine together with a goy. Why is it also bad? No, that is because there's a chashash, and maybe he used it for his avodah zarah. The Rishonim say that just a chashash, maybe he used it for avodah zarah, that wouldn't be enough to make it gzeira. Especially, he says, usually the goy, after he uses the wine for Avodah Zarah, he won't go and sell it to someone else. Now he used it for his Avodah Zarah, maybe he's going to drink it, but he won't sell it on. And it's not such a chashash. Only a chashash yayin nesach, Rabbanan wouldn't ask it. But now we've got a combination, the two things together. So he starts off, Eis Hashtiyah, Mishum, Benoisem, because we don't want the Yid to get close to Goy. Once they made anyway, that's already also Hashtiyah. So now they went further, and they said, we also have a chashash, this other chashash, that maybe used the power of the Zohar, so we're going to say that it's all the way, it's also Bahanor. So the now, the Shulchan Aruch says, Moshe, that Lachi brings down, you're not allowed to buy from a guy, wine from a goy, or if a goy comes and gives you a present, that's more likely to happen. Often people get, I don't know, from business or something, a goy gives you a goy shivai, a bottle of wine. So you talk to Shulchan Aruch, it's also by Achila, außer Bestir. Und außer bei anderen. But, if it's Ishmaeli, sagt der Shulchan Aruch, ich kann es mal anbauen, the Arabs, they don't serve a void they believe in Hashem. So therefore, by Ishmaeli, sagt der Shulchan Aruch, there's no chashash that he's going to use the wine for a void they don't believe in a void therefore, if Ishmaeli gives you wine, then the Aruch is going to be there. Don't have to drink it. Because the chashash, that we don't want to show him to get close to them and get married to them, applies by Ishmaeli as well. So you're not allowed to drink wine you get from a Arab. You're allowed to benefit, you're allowed to have another because he's not going to use it for what it's all.
Halacha
l'maaseh. Let's show him off,
the
spot.
Do the same with the Lord nowadays.
Oh, Zog de Ramo, very good. Zog de Ramo, that in Atlas, the Chiddush of the Ramo, it's based on some Hashanim. Like nowadays, the Goyim don't anymore believe so much in Abba Dezorah. And therefore, the Ari Shoinim, who say Lechatchile, in our days, any Goy, Goy Shemayim, is Mutaban. You're not allowed to drink it, it's Mutaban. Now, the Ramos says, since it's a Machloik, it's a man still showing him what to do about Goy in our days. So, about the Lechatchile, you shouldn't have a Noah from a Goy Shemayim. You shouldn't buy Goy Shemayim, or Moshe Ramos said, you shouldn't do business with Goy Shemayim. Shouldn't buy wine from a Goy and then sell on. Because Lechatchile, we are Choyishish to those who are showing who say that even nowadays Goy is also banned. You see, the Ishmaelim, they're better than nowadays Goy. They have that the positive, that's their religion, is to believe in Hashem. Nowadays Goy is nothing. It started years ago, they used to believe in Hashem. Now they just don't do anything. Ishmaeli, they have. That's what they keep, they believe in Hashem. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch and everyone agrees it, that those Arabs, because they don't believe in Abba Dezor, they're not going to have Issa Anor. But Goyim, since it's a machloike, so the Ramo is telling you, Lechatchila, keep away. Try not to, don't buy from a Goy wine and don't sell it on. Because Lechatchila, we're choish that even Goyim in our days is Issa Anor. But the Mokim Hefsed, it can be make. So he says, Mokim Hefsed, Moshe says, the Goy owes you money. He owes you 100 pounds. He says, I'm not going to give you cash. I'm only paying you back. You have a wine bottle, and you know, if you're not going to accept a wine bottle, then you're not going to see your 100 pounds. And it's a mokum hefsa, then you're allowed to take it and sell it on to another guy. But it's only the mokum hefsa that the Ramo is making nowadays, that the yain of a guy is mutabada.
Matana from a guy.
What?
Matana is not a hefsa.
Oh, he doesn't speak about matana, but the chatchila about it, if you get the matron from a guy, you have to pour down the bin.
Can't give it on, pass it on, you can't.
Can't pass it on, no. Now, that's stage number one. That's all buying from a guy. There's another halacha which goes together, is if a guy comes to you and touches your wife. That is also exeir, the Rabbanon said, if a guy comes and touches a Yiddish wife, then it's also banned. Well, again, here we're going to have the Ramo. The Ramo will tell you that nowadays, with Mokim Hefsed, we can be makers. So if you have a big barrel of wine and the Goy comes and touches it, it's a Hefsed, you're going to lose all your wine. Then even though you're allowed to drink it, because it's a Hefsed, you're allowed to sell on.
Only open bottle.
Oh, very good. So we want that. This is very more common. We don't usually buy it, we don't buy it, we don't receive so often wine from a Goy. But what's very, what's often, is that he touches your wine or bottle, and that we want to discuss. Just before we start, there's another halacha which helps a lot, is Yain Mevushin. From our states, we'll down to know that Yain Mevushin is no issa of if the Goy touches your wine. Now the Rishonim ask why, what's Yain Mevushin better? Why is my Yain Mevushin better? So the Rambam says, you know why? Because the chashash, the scare, maybe he's using now wine for Abba Dezorah. Yain Mevushin is not good wine anymore. By cooking up the wine, he's spoiling the wine. It's not the same as the real wine. And therefore, such a wine they won't use for Abba Dezorah. Bringing for Abba Dezorah, they use good kishmaka wine. Cooked wine is not anything they use to pour out for Abba Dezorah. Therefore, there's no chashash that he's using it for Abba Dezorah, so it's muta. That's the Rambam's chat. The Rosh says, it's still shver, because since we know that there's another problem besides Abba Dezorah, it's a problem because we don't want you to get close to a guy, we don't want you to lead to Znus. So what is rise 9 mavushukim. Even though they're not going to use it for yeah, for our desire, but here we have a new problem of b'nei seim. They want you to keep away from them. So he says, the Rosh Zot, because yayin mavushim is not shchiach. Says, no one cooks wine. No wine. You don't, why should you cook out the wine? That's what the Rosh says. He's spoiling it. So since it's not so shchiach to have wine, I don't know nowadays if the goyim cook the wine. I'm saying, it's not something shchiach, zok the Rosh. And the minute they're shchiach, like goes to the Rabbanon, we find often the Rabbanon make gzeya, they only do it on something which is shchiach, something which is not common, there's no gzeya. So since yayin mavushim is not something which you find a lot, so therefore Rabbanon won't go there. And imagine I've committed between the two shot. Because the darker tshuva brings down that that yayin mavushim only helps if the goy knows about it. If the goy knows that this wine is cooked wine, so then it's okay, then it's mutter. But he doesn't know, he thinks it's not mavushim. Then Dr. Darker tshuva is still going to be a problem. And other person machoyik. So it doesn't matter if the goy knows about it or not. According to what we're saying now, it's very good. It depends on that two pshatim. If you learn like the Rambam, the reason why mavushim is okay, is mutter is only because the goy is not going to use such wine for our desire. Then it doesn't help. It only helps if the goy knows. The goy knows his wine is mavushim. Says, cheap wine, not going to use it for my own desire. If he thinks it's good wine, so even though it's cooked, but he's not aware about that it's cooked, so he might use it for his own desire. Whereas if he the problem with the head is because it's made to the shchicha. Cooked wine you don't find. So it doesn't matter if the guy knows, he doesn't know. This wine, since it's mavushim, it's a mitzvah, she is something which is not common. So there's no issue there about it. Mele, you can understand those poskim who say that even if the guy doesn't know, so mele, I think that's what we do nowadays. I'm saying a lot of cases we save because we often use wine mavushim. Most wine we have a din of yayin mavushim. And therefore, if the goy touches, then it's mutter, like we're saying, even though the goy doesn't know about it, but like the Rosh said, if the Rabbana never made a gzeira on the yayin mavushim, at the time he wasn't a mitzvah l'shchicha, someone was going to tell me that nowadays we have loads of yayin mavushim, it's very shchiach, yeah, it doesn't matter. Because since at the time when the gzeira came out, there was no gzeira on mavushim, because then he wasn't shchiach. So then we keep to the gzeira. So yayin mavushim, there was no gzeira. So we're allowed to drink it. So whenever the yayin is mavushim, the big shine in the poskim exactly how to cook it, how you have to cook it, or heat. Well, I'm not going to go into that. But if it's yayin mavushim, then you have a koi around in a house, a clean or something. It's not a problem because there's no thing of yayin that's so far. But even if it's open, as long as it's mavushim,
it's closed.
Now if it's not mavushim, that's where where we have a problem. And here we have to explain what exactly is the
now,
we have to be
cautious. Nowadays you get a ton of grapes and just tip it into a big machine, and a mile down the road the bottle will come out. No shock with anybody at all.
Because all the machinery, no one touches it.
You see the whole thing goes on.
I know.
So I asked Setback about it.
Oh yeah.
And he said to me, and that might be quite correct. But he said along the run there are doors, and sometimes the grapes get stuck. So they open the doors, the grape puts a hand in, and then he touches it. That makes it.
That's enough. Very good. Perfect. So there's different ways of touching wine. The Shulchan Aruch Paskens, the Issa Hanoe, when a guy touches your wine, is only if he touched and he moved a bit. Like he shakes the wine a bit. If he touches the wine, without moving the wine, then it's also b'shtiyah, but it's not going to be also b'anoah. But that's not so shchiyah that I'm saying I hope that the goy should actually touch the wine. Well, the next stage is, what happens if the goy doesn't touch the wine? He holds the bottle and he pours you a cup of wine. It is a whole shuvah of Moshe by chassan. Can you get the goy to give out the wine and pour wine into your bottle? So the Gemara calls it koychoy. He's not touching the wine, it's his koyach, he's pouring out the wine, it's only koychoy. He's not directly touching, but it's his koyach who is moving the wine. So the halacha by koyach is very interesting. Koychoy is also b'shtiyah mutar b'anoah. So I'm saying, Shulchan Aruch Paskens, even the goy believes in Avodah Zarah, I'm saying, we're talking about the real goy. Since it's not really touching it, it's only kochai, so therefore it's only also b'shtia, not b'hana. Said also b'shtia. Why? But b'shmei, the doctor Shulchan Aruch, so this is very interesting, that whenever we have a normal koi, when we have a Ishmaeli who doesn't believe in our desire, he always goes down one step. Meaning, if it's by Goy Shemayim is also Ba'anor, then he said that the Ishmaeli who doesn't believe in our desire, by him he goes down, it's only also B'shtia, not Ba'anor. So he wants Dr. Shulchan Aruch, the same will apply over here. If it's Koy Choy, since by Bil Goy, the Xdei was only that also B'shtia, not Ba'anor. So if he is a Ishmaeli who doesn't believe in our desire, then it's going to be more than Gansen. So that's the Dr. Kunze Shulchan Aruch. I'm saying that's Halacha. If you get an Arab, he could pour wine into your cup. He's not touching it, right? He's only Koy Choy. And Koy Choy by Ishmaeli is more than Gansen. So Dr. Ramo, like we said before, in our days, Goyim, since they don't believe anymore in our desire, but the Arab, but Mokim Hefzad, it's also going to be Mutah. So, lechatchila, that's what Rabbi Yishev writes in his tshuva. Lechatchila, even according to the Ramo, we not make by goyim in our days. So lechatchila, don't get goyim to pour wine into your bottle. But if the mokim hefset, then it's going to be mutter according to the Ramo in our days. And according to the Shulchan Aruch, then it's only koychoy is also b'shtia. Yeah, so that's why we have to be careful. The goy shouldn't pour the wine into your cup. The next stage, what's more common, is that he is just moving the bottle. Got a bottle on the table. Very often I saw already that Sheva Bochus, right? You've got wine on the table. Again, if it's the animal washer, it's talking about the anchaina washer. Go on the table, the anchaina washer. The goy is busy serving food, and the wine bottle is in his way. He moves the bottle to the side to bring you the food. Are you allowed to drink the wine later? So there's a Gemara about it. The Gemara says, if a goy moves or carries a barrel of wine, we have a lid on. It doesn't need to be sealed. Right? Over here, we're not choishish. When we buy in the shop wine, it has to be sealed because we don't know, maybe the goy swapped the wine. Here, there's not a shop that he took out and he put in his wine. Well, you see what's happening, right? So if you have a lid on, even if it's not sealed, but you know he didn't open it, he didn't touch it from inside. All you see is he's holding this bottle. So the Gemara says that if you watch the guy moving a bottle with a lid on, it's mutter. The Gemara says because it's not a derech to be menasech wine when it's in a closed bottle.
Oh, yeah,
he
doesn't have the lid on.
Oh, so 1 second. So if it has a lid on, or you have a cleaner at home and got a bottle of wine with a lid, and you watched her moving it, then it's mutter. But even if you shake the bottle, because it has a lid on. But if it doesn't have a lid on, then the Gemara says depends. If he's moving it and he's not shaking the bottle, then it's mutter. If he wants, he's moving, he's shaking your bottle, and he doesn't have a lid on, then it's already awesome. So therefore, by Sheva Bochus or Chasn, if you see the guy moving the bottle from one side of the table to the other side, you see him just moving it, he's not shaking the bottle. Mutter chatchila to drink the wine.
If the lid's on.
What?
If the lid is on.
Even without the lid, that's what I'm saying. If he has the lid on, then it's zicha mutter. Even if you have an open bottle, which is very common by Sheva Bochus, you take off the lid, you leave it on the table for a few minutes, and all of a sudden the goy turns up and he moves it. You know, there's no lid. As long as he's just moving it but not shaking, it's mutter.
What's shaking, really?
Now you can shake a little bit.
So moving is that they don't.
Right. So I'm saying that you have to watch him. If you don't watch the goy, and all of a sudden you find the bottle somewhere else, and it's more of a problem because you don't know what happened. But if you see him moving, he's in front of you moving, before you start to spin, it's already moved. You see that all he did, he wanted space, he moved it from A to B, no shaking, the mutter chatchila to drink. What? No, the wine isn't, that's not called shaking. You move a bottle, it has to be as a lulav. After mamash, has to move, has to, yeah, the basis of things says it has to be a good shake.
Abaruchus.
So, there was another story, interesting story, someone just asked me. He invited a goy for a Shabbos meal. Why did he invite the goy? He was on his way to become a yid, of course, right? So he wasn't a yid, he's still a goy. He's on his way. So he's not allowed to touch you, right?
Are you allowed to drink with him? Yeah, I've put him a drink and
meat. Oh, sorry?
So drink him with a guy, drink with a guy. You mustn't drink with a guy together.
If you bring, doesn't say much, so if you bring your own bottle, you have your own bottle.
Yeah, but you're drinking together, you're not to drink together with a guy.
Yeah, he's not touching you, man. You've got your own bottle. It's like the Inez if you're
that. No, but I was drinking together with a guy, drinking together.
I know, the example was not to drink his wine, so he's not going to invite you, it's not going to happen. If, let's add up.
Okay, if he's coming onto a yid, then his violet is coming quite often to you.
He's coming for a Shabbos meal, and he wants to serve some wine. Well, he had shown a bush, so that's all he had at home. And he didn't know what to do. I'm saying it has a bottle of wine. And can't tell the guy, help yourself, because if he's going to pull the wine, then as we said, he's going to have
problem.
His koyach, is going to be also the shtir. So he said, you know what, guy, you want a drink? Here, I'm going to pour wine into your bottle. Good? He takes the bottle, starts to pour, and the guy, as he's pouring, starts to lift up his cup. The guy is holding his cup up to help him that the shoulder, he didn't know what to do. Is there a problem that the guy lift up his cup, and he got that wine coming out of your bottle into his cup, and the guy is holding his cup?
Why is it affecting your
bottle? So there's an that's another machlokes, but definitely for the Shulchan Aruch, there's a nitzok chibur, it's a chumah by Yayin Ezer, even though other places, nitzok, there's no chibur over here, by Yayin Ezer, there's a chumah, you nitzok chibur, so, since your wine in the bottle is connected to the wine in his cup, there's a choya, there's a nitzi, there's a chib.
Are you going to show him how to do it?
Huh?
Show with water. What about the glass? Does it affect the...
I told him, holding the cup is like holding a bottle. We just said before, if a guy holds your bottle, it doesn't shake it, it's moving your bottle even. As long as he's not shaking it, it's mutter. So when the guy picked up his cup, there was no shaking over here. So it doesn't matter, even the wine inside the guy's cup was still inside his cup. The guy's cup is still mutter b'shtia.
You pour him a second cup.
What?
You pour him a second cup of wine.
Yeah, that's mutter b'shtia. It's just I want to do because...
Once he's drunk from it, there's
a bit of the bottle. Ah, very good. That could be a problem. I don't think he gave him a second cup. But yeah, that's a good point. Because he's saying, once he drink, then he's touching the wine. So that wine... is zicha also, and now usually you leave a bit inside the cup, so you've got some wine which is really nesef inside your cup. If you're going to now give him a second cup, so then you're going to have a problem that your pouring now is going to touch the yain nesef inside the gosha cup.
So you have a problem, a ger, learn to become a ger, still a goy, come by say tonight, which is mutzu.
She should use yain shel mushin. Please, if you have such a person, keep. Yain Mushin. You can get them in the shop. It's Mutter Lechatchile for kiddush to use Yain Mushin. This fellow only had Yain Shein Mushin at him, so that was the problem. But the second time, a very good point. One more thing, what happens if the guy touches the wine, not with his hands, only with a spoon? It's called Maga Alidei Dovacha. He's using something else. It's not. Then, if he knows it's wine, then it's a problem. It's kilo he's touching, it's just. It doesn't matter, if he doesn't know it's wine, he mixes something and he thinks it's water inside, then it's mutter.
Yes.
So that's interesting aloha. But if you pour your wine, that's very important. If you pour your wine, the chatchil is not allowed to pour your wine. And if you move your bottle, as long as it's not shaking it, it's mutter b'shtir.
Yeah.